Lawyer Harmeet Dhillon, Sundar Pichai lied to Congress about Google practices. By Charlie Nash on January 17, 2019. Lawyer Harmeet Dhillon discussed Breitbart News' latest Google leak on Fox News' Tucker Carlson Tonight, Wednesday, highlighting Google's threat towards democracy. On Wednesday, Breitbart Tech senior reporter Alam Bokhari published details about a leaked Google internal discussion thread, proving the company regularly adds search results, including negative results about prominent left-wing figures, to a blacklist on its platform YouTube. The term abortion was added to a blacklist file for controversial YouTube queries, which contains a list of search terms that the company considers sensitive. According to the leak, these include some of these search terms related to abortion, abortions, the Irish abortion referendum, Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters, and anti-gun activist David Hogg, Bokhari reported. The existence of the blacklist was revealed in an internal Google discussion thread leaked to Breitbart News by a source inside the company who wishes to remain anonymous. A partial list of blacklisted terms was also leaked to Breitbart by another Google source. After announcing that she would discuss the leak on Tucker Carlson Tonight, Dhillon appeared on Carlson's show, Wednesday, to warn viewers about the threat Google poses to democracy. Why is nobody covering this? That's a great question. And this question as well, Google's manipulation. Why isn't that a violation of campaign finance law? The company's YouTube blacklist, for example, allegedly suppressed negative videos about Maxine Waters. Why is that not a contribution to Maxine Waters? Asked Carlson on his show. Harmeet Dhillon, unlike us, is an attorney and she joins us tonight. So, Harmeet, you just saw a guy plead to a felony because he paid off his client's girlfriend with private funds in the middle of a campaign. That was considered a campaign finance violation. Here you have the most powerful company in the world putting its thumb on the scale on behalf of candidates, but that's not a campaign contribution? How? Here, you have the one example of Maxine Waters, but let's just play this out. You have 20-plus Democrats running for the Democratic nomination. If Google decides to bump up the search engine results in a positive way for Beto O'Rourke in response to, for example, Democratic candidates for President 2020, and then bump down Tulsi Gabbard or some others for example, that's going to be a contribution, in my opinion, to those candidates who benefit from it, and a very valuable one, she explained. If it isn't being disclosed as such, then that is a fraud on our democracy. And again, imagine what they're doing to Donald Trump. They're already doing it to Republicans, as you have previously reported with regard to search engine results for Republican women, for Californian Republican Party, for various other Republicans. This is a particularly shocking and alarming story that we really need to see our members of Congress, senators, and the White House wake up about this issue. Because otherwise, we aren't going to be talking about a democracy in the next two election cycles, Dhillon warned. We'll be talking about what it used to look like before we let big tech take over and control the outcome. Tucker then raised the possibility of President Trump even failing to be re-elected if big tech continues to influence politics at the current extent, and declared, "I wonder why the White House wouldn't. They do control the executive branch of government. Wouldn't have been awakened to that." Dhillon responded, "We have seen Donald Trump, actually, tweet about this issue in September 2018. He tweeted, practically, about the subject matter of today's story from Breitbart and people called him a conspiracy theorist. That it isn't true, when now we see the evidence that they are doing this manipulation. And Sundar Pichai lied to Congress about it." But these companies skillfully spread the money around. Not just to members of Congress, but also people working in the administration who are looking for their exit and thinking, well, maybe I'll work for the other side of tech policy and make a bunch of money advising Google on how to speak conservative to conservatives, Dhillon concluded. And that's how it happens. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nashington, or like his page at Facebook.